Okay, we bring you the DX supplement of Rai Argentina to the world for All right, we bring you now the DX supplement of Rai Argentina to the world for June 25, 2021, beginning with Radio Africa Network, which broadcasts on the 21,525 kHz frequency via the WRMI transmitter center in Okeechobee, USA. From 1355 to 1400 hours on 21,525 kHz with 100 kilowatts, the interval signal and WRMI ID can be heard, while from 1400 hours to 2100 hours and always on the same frequency, 21,525, Radio Africa Network's programming can be reported continuously, always transmitting with 100 kilowatts in English, with antennas directed to North and Central Africa, and broadcasts are daily. Next on our list of hearings is a station that, well, the extras have been reporting on for several years, an American religious station, transmitting on a strange frequency on the 60-meter band. It is WTWW2. The full name of this broadcaster is We Transmit Worldwide and broadcasts its programs on 5085 kHz, 60-meter band from Lebanon with 100 kilowatts and with English language programs for South America. This is Lebanon in the US, clarifying. Next is Radio New Zealand Pacific that continues to broadcast throughout the Pacific region in English on 7,245 kHz with 50 kilowatts. The broadcast runs daily from 05:59-09:58 UTC in English. Next, we've got the Bible Voice Broadcasting Dardasha. It's a religious station for Africa operating on 9,400 kilohertz via SPL secret broad transmission site. It can be heard between 1945-2000 hours with 50 kilowatts transmitting in Arabic for the north of the African continent. Next, we've got Dimse Vegata Tigra, also known as Voice of the Dawn Tigray, which airs apparently daily on the 15,340 kHz frequency via Issoudun in France between 1700 and 1800 hours on 15,340 kHz with 250 kilowatts in Tigrinya language, broadcasting to East Africa. The new station Radio Oni or Radio Johnny broadcasts Mondays through Fridays on 15,415 kilohertz via Issoudun, France also. It broadcasts between 1600 and 1630 on 15,415 kilohertz. Let me repeat that. It broadcasts between 1600 and 1630 on 15,415 kilohertz. The power is 250 kilowatts. The target of the broadcast is East Africa, and the language is Oromo. Now, for Spanish speakers, if there are any Spanish speakers listening to this, we've got some interesting recommendation to make, and it's something you can find on the website of the Spanish Association of Radio Listeners. In Spanish, you say that, Asociación Española de Radio Escuchas. I'm talking about the AB list that can be checked on ab.aer.org.es. The AB list is intended to be a local replica of the famous AB database, which EKI Bierwirft in Germany offers for free on the internet. And you can go to that original website on abspace.de. This is clearly not an easy database to understand and to handle, given the massive use of acronyms and data, which are useful to certain applications, but maybe not the general public. However, there are 11 selected fields, the basic ones, which will give us enough info to avoid confusion and help us in the search for the broadcasts that we may be interested in. Now let's talk about general radio or communications related news, starting with Argentina. This country's scientists eyed the production of the second generation of telecommunication satellites made in Argentina. The chairman of ARSAT, Pablo Tognetti, ARSAT being a state-run tech company that manufactures satellites, explained that the firm, created in 2006, has also been in charge of deploying optical fiber networks, providing government and private data services and open digital television, among other purposes. Tognetti also announced a new satellite will be launched in 2023. It is the ARSAT SG1, that's the name of the device, ARSAT-SG1. And it will be equipped with state-of-the-art technology, sources say, with the goal of connecting some 200,000 rural households to the internet. The system is ideal to solve the lack of connectivity existing in various parts of Bariloche, in northern Patagonia, and especially in areas south of Bariloche and south of the province of Rio Negro. Tognetti confirmed that the propulsion of the new prototype will represent the most important novelty in this new satellite. Before, satellites made in Argentina used chemical propulsion to go from the intermediate orbit of the Earth, where they are normally placed by a launcher, a rocket, and they go from that intermediate orbit to 36,000 kilometers where they can rotate synchronized with the Earth. Well, that that journey was carried out with chemical propulsion, but the problem is that that means a lot of fuel and a lot of weight. But in this case, the trip between the intermediate orbit and the final destination of the satellite, 36,000 kilometers above the Earth, will be made with electric propulsion. Years ago, each satellite weighed about 3,000 kilos, 3 tons, and half of that was just fuel. This new ARSAT SG1 satellite will use solar panels and an ion propellant. It will take longer for it to reach the geostationary orbit, months, but the fuel space saved means the machine will be able to carry a heavier payload and more equipment. The SG1, with only 1,800 kilos, 1.8 tons, that's nearly half, a little more than half of the previous machine, will have a capability that, for transmission that is twice the previous models. This is what the ARSAT president told reporters. Tognetti also said the new satellite is part of the Conectar plan of Argentine authorities that aims at expanding the fiber optic network in the country and to manufacture, together with IMBAP, another state-run tech company, the ARSAT SG1 satellite to provide broadband connection to rural areas. This is a strategic, said Tognetti, to cover the needs of the population, because those nowadays who do not have internet access are basically marginalized. Let's mention quickly that Radio Colo Colo of Chile, which used to broadcast from Santiago, first on 1380 kilohertz and more recently on 880 kilohertz, will leave the FM and will be installed on frequency 104.9, the same frequency that until a few months ago belonged to Radio Disney and Radio Paula, or Radio Paula, of Chile. Next on the list, we've got news coming from Turkey and Italy. Turkish Radio and Television Corporation, the TRT Corporation, took part in a summit together with authorities of RAI, the state broadcaster of Italy. And the goal of this meeting was to discuss a new world without COVID. Can public broadcasters serve to create more open, inclusive and tolerant societies? Ibrahim Eren, the general manager of TRT, took part in this encounter that was held simultaneously online and on-site from the RAI studio in Milan, northern Italy. And there were plenty of experts taking part from the Asia-Pacific region and from Europe. The panel, which included also Delphine Ernotte-Cunci, the head of the European Broadcasting Union and of France Television, focused on the role of public broadcasters in shaping more open, inclusive and tolerant societies in the post-pandemic world. Now, finally, let's mention Japan. 44 of the 47 commercial AM radio stations operating in Japan are planning to switch to FM broadcasting only by the fall of 2028. And the reason is that they want to improve their business performance by reducing operating costs. And this was announced on June 15. All AM radio stations except those located in Hokkaido and Akita prefecture in northern Japan will make the switch to FM broadcasting, and AM broadcasting services will be reduced in phases gradually from 2023 onward. Even though AM broadcasting has a longer range, as you may know, this type of transmission has been facing challenges recently, such as requiring large-scale facilities that include an antenna that is 100 meters high, and the maintenance costs are very high, especially as this infrastructure ages. In addition, AM and FM radio channels broadcast the same programs, the same content over the complementary FM broadcast, known as Wide FM, as part of disaster prevention measures in Japan, and this leads to overlapping costs. As advertising revenues have been falling among commercial AM broadcasters, they have obtained authorization from Japanese authorities to switch to lower-cost FM broadcasting. For example, Tokyo-based TBS Radio Inc., Nippon Cultural Broadcasting Corporation, and Nippon Broadcasting System Inc. have announced that they will stop AM broadcasting altogether in the fall of 2028 at the earliest. In total, 21 of the 47 AM stations operating in Japan will take part in the ministry's experiment. However, sources have clarified that the transition to FM by fall 2028 does not mean the absolute end of AM broadcasts in Japan, as some stations have decided to keep some kind of AM broadcasting in the country. And this brings us to the end of this week's edition of the DX Supplement of RAI Argentina to the World, that is produced by Arnaldo Slayen. Kind 73s.